Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is the Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I'm Jennifer Stagg. I want to kick off the week with a story from one of our listeners, Audrey Ruby, and she wrote in to share a story about her son that I just think is so sweet. Okay, so she wrote, "I wanted to share something my son did last week for a friend. My son, Rowan, is in the sixth grade and just received the Aaronic priesthood at the beginning of January. He loves being a priesthood holder. He also has a wonderful primary teacher. Because of his January birthday, he still goes to primary for Sunday school and then moves on. And Sister Hilton, his teacher, gave each of her students a dime to put in their shoe for the week to remind them of Christ. Rowan took this assignment very seriously and put it in his shoe every single day. One day at school, he had to take a test, and he had taken a cold lunch to school that day, so he went right to the classroom to eat his lunch and then take the test at the same time. The test took a really long time, and after he was done, another boy showed up to take the same test. However, this boy, that we're going to call him Trevor, she doesn't want us to use his real name, but he did not bring a cold lunch. So Rowan asked him where he was going to eat lunch, where his lunch was going to come from. And Trevor said that the lunch line was way too long and he didn't have time to get a lunch and take the test at the same time. So he had decided to go take the test. So Trevor, this little boy, has a medical condition that requires him to eat regular meals. And Rowan knew that if Trevor took the test and skipped his lunch, he would have a lot of physical problems later in the day. So the dime in his shoe reminded him to serve others. So Rowan went to the lunchroom, used his own lunch account, and bought Trevor a lunch, and then took it to the classroom so that he would have a good lunch to eat and not suffer the rest of the day, and also so that he could take the test. Is that just the cutest thing? So Audrey also wrote that she is so grateful for teachers like Rowan's primary teacher who encourage the youth to have compassion for others, a very Christ-like love. Okay, so on that note, I want to share a quote from Sister Sylvia Allred about charity. And she said, "When we have charity, we are willing to serve and help others when it is inconvenient and with no thought of recognition or reciprocation. We don't want to be assigned to help because it becomes our very nature. As we choose to be kind, caring, generous, patient, accepting, forgiving, inclusive, and selfless, we discover we are abounding in charity." So that's a really tough thing, isn't it? Especially for kids, to be charitable and yet not want any recognition for your good deed. And I can remember several times when I was a child, my father teaching me to serve others, and he would say, "You know what? It doesn't matter if anyone knows, because Heavenly Father knows, and that's the most important thing." And that's kind of stuck with me, that it doesn't really matter who knows about your good deed. Sure, it feels good when they know it was you, and you know, that can give you a little bit of a boost. But I think there's something fun about them not knowing who did it, and it can kind of be a mystery, and also you get to kind of watch from afar and see how that affected them. President Thomas S. Monson also taught that charity is more than just simply serving others. So he said, "Charity is having patience. It's having patience with somebody who has let us down. It is resisting the impulse to become offended easily. It is accepting weaknesses and shortcomings, and it is accepting people as they truly are. It is looking beyond physical appearances to attributes that will not dim through time. It is resisting the impulse to categorize others." Isn't that interesting? I thought that was the most interesting quote. So, boy, couldn't we all use a little bit more of that in our lives? Definitely. How about when somebody cuts you off on the freeway? Do you have charity for that person, or do you grumble and give them a dirty look, or glare at them, or cut them off yourself just to teach them a lesson? Or when a family member is pushing your buttons in a moment of anger and frustration, do you have charity for that person, Or do you take out your frustration, your anger on your family member? How do we become charitable? Sister Allred talks about that we first need to have a desire for charity and to be Christ-like, and then we need to pray for it because we have a lot of shortcomings, so we really need to pray to be charitable. If you're sincere in your prayers for charity, in those moments when you're quick to anger, you can pause and pray for serenity and keep that Christ-like frame of mind, like Rowan. I just think, go Rowan. That is such a great story. Thanks for your example. And thanks to his mom, Audrey, for writing in. So if you have a story or a personal experience you want to share, you can email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org or visit our Facebook page or give us a shout out on Twitter. And I would just love to hear your experiences and also listen for them here on Mormon Channel Daily. I do pick some that I think our listeners would really love and enjoy and share them with you. So today I'm going to share a beautiful song with you, Light Giver by Mercy River. And I hope you have a really great day to kick off your week. This program brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This is Mormon Channel Daily. Thanks for listening.
Through the power of your cloak, you give all things.